National Treasury released a proposal to amend Regulation 28 of the Pension Funds Act in order to make it easier for pension funds to invest in infrastructure projects. These proposed amendments were released for public comment last Friday, a couple of days after Finance Minister Tito Mboweni delivered the national budget speech, in which he indicated that this was National Treasury's intention. Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Malusi Ndlovu. He's the Director of Large Enterprises at Old Mutual. Thank you so much, Malusi, for joining us. Now, the proposed amendments look at making it easier for pension funds to invest in infrastructure projects. What are the specifics? Does infrastructure become an investment class on its own or what?
Hi, Nancy. Hi. It's really good to be here, and hello to your listeners as well. So the changes that have been proposed by the Ministry of Finance relate to making it easier to invest in infrastructure by different types of retirement funds, as you've rightly said. Now, there's two ways that one can think about infrastructure from an investment perspective. Either it's a different asset class on its own, or alternatively, it's a theme within different asset classes. And the way that Treasury has chosen to look at it is the latter, where within equity, it's possible to invest in infrastructure and have an ownership stake in an infrastructure asset. Within bonds, it's possible to invest in infrastructure and basically issue debt towards an infrastructure asset and so on, and similarly across all the different asset classes.
Yes.
So what they are proposing is that you have limits within each of the regulated asset classes with an overall cap of 35% amongst domestic assets and another 10% for African-based investments.
Mm. So we know that the government is keen to use infrastructure investment to help spur economic growth. But from a pension fund's point of view, how significant might this be for pension fund member returns?
So I think one has to look at this as one step amongst many towards the ultimate aim of increasing how much pension funds invest in infrastructure assets. So this move alone should not necessarily result in an increase in those investments from retirement funds. I think what it'll do is it'll increase the visibility of how much retirement funds already invest in infrastructure and give them a view as to how much headway they have to invest even further.
Hmm.
And that alone is good because it's going to spur more conversations among trustees with their advisors about what the options are and what they can do even more.
Yeah.
However, in order to get to that ultimate aim of actually increasing the level of investments that are made from retirement funds, there's a lot that has to be right within the ecosystem as well, such as making sure that there's a lot of investable assets and projects that are available, making sure that there's a constant deal flow of these investments coming through so that investors can be comfortable that they can allocate money in a continuous basis.
Yeah.
There has to be, you know, models for partnership between the public and the private sector. And all those things are part of the ecosystem beyond just the regulation of retirement funds, and it would be good to see movement in those aspects as well.
Yeah.
Fortunately, South Africa is already quite well developed and has very good capabilities along those lines.
Mm.
But I think the more we invest in those, the more we're going to see more infrastructure investments from retirement funds and other investors.
So do you suppose that pension fund board trustees will be excited about the greater prospect for investment? And assuming it does get the seal of approval once all the public comments come through and so on, as with all investments, obviously due diligence would remain quite important. I mean, just imagine if pension funds had invested in projects like the Medupi or the Kusile coal-fired power plants, for example.
I mean, that's a very important point to make, Mambu. And we're very glad that the discretion of trustees to make investments has been retained. So this hasn't been done in the form of prescribing that retirement funds have to invest in infrastructure. Rather, they have an option to do so. And the wording in the explanatory memorandum also goes as far as talking about all the things that trustees have to think about before making these investments, cash flow profiles, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the things that are already being done. So, you know, investors and members of retirement funds need not panic that this is now going to result in irresponsible investments being made. The trustees still make the final call.
Yes.
Now, as to whether, you know, trustees are going to be excited and more interested, I certainly think so. I think, you know, if you look at just infrastructure as an asset class, there's a few features that make it particularly attractive to retirement fund investors. One is the really long investment profile that you've got. Typical projects can take anywhere from 4 to 12 years
mm-hmm.
to realize the return, and they're not liquid, so you're not able to buy and sell your holding as you would in a stock market. Now, retirement fund investors, you know, invest for periods of 20 to 30 years, and so this makes infrastructure particularly well suited. And the return that one gets in return for that risk of holding that asset for very long are quite attractive. Typically,
yes.
Infrastructure has provided returns that are 5, 6, sometimes 7% in excess of inflation, which you won't get anywhere. So I'm certainly hoping that retirement fund trustees and their advisors are going to look at this as an opportunity to once again reassess whether or not they want to increase their investment into this asset class or asset team, and to take the right steps in doing so.
Yeah.
There's also going to be, I suspect, a lot more investment opportunities being made available, and that competition and increase in supply of investment funds should also drive some healthy competition, reduce fees, bring more professionalization into the space, even though we're already quite professional,
yeah.
And just increase the ability for South Africans to take advantage of this asset class.
And of course, given government's emphasis on infrastructure development to help spur the economy, the timing is rather interesting and obviously quite opportune, because one of the things that government does want to ensure, you know, happens is PPPs, your public-private partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. You know, even before we had this COVID and lockdown-induced recession, there was already a huge backlog in infrastructure investments. If you look at the African continent as a whole, we need about $90 billion per annum in infrastructure investments to make up the gap that's required.
Yes.
And we were only attracting about $25 billion. So this is already there. And now we hit with this recession, and we now need to get our way out of it and generate some growth. And the great thing about infrastructure is that, you know, you're typically building something from scratch, buying land, buying materials, hiring people who would have been unemployed, bringing in different suppliers, bringing in professionals, architects, engineers, lawyers, etc. It really is, you know, the very essence of creating economic activity when you put up an infrastructure asset.
Hmm.
And not only that, once it's up and running, it makes economic activity easier. So if there is a well-paved, well-functioning road between two towns, suddenly it takes 10 and 20 minutes to move from one town to another, as opposed to having to plan for a whole day and making it difficult for people and goods to move. And that immediately reduces the cost of doing business in that region. So infrastructure is a great effort to stimulate economic activity. And I think the timing of these proposed changes is very good. And one hopes that investors are going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Yes.
To not just generate those good returns, but to also provide the social return for themselves.
Yeah, it does sound like a really exciting prospect. Let's hope all goes well in this regard. Thank you so much, Malusi, for your insights there. Malusi Ndlovu, he's the Director of Large Enterprises at Old Mutual.